Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
You're home a little late, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I kind of walked Mary Ellen Rogers over to her house.
Oh, you walked her home?
Yeah. Her brother went away to college. She said she might sell me a sweatshirt from when he was on the track team.
Well, wasn't that thoughtful of Mary Ellen?
Yeah, but then when I got over there, the thing was all beat up. Why would she drag me all the way over there just to look at a hunk of junk like that?
Well, Wally, I could tell you, but I'd be revealing trade secrets.
Huh?
Don't eat the olives. Now you're going to spoil your supper.
Okay. Thing wouldn't even fit me.
Wally, have you seen your brother anywhere? He's usually home by now.
Uh-uh. He probably goofed up something and they made him stay after school.
Well, of course he didn't.
Huh. He's not always the little angel you and Dad think he is. You should have seen him Saturday.
What was he doing Saturday?
Gee, Mom, I can't tell you. He's got too much on me.
I can imagine. Well, I hope he gets home before dark. Wally.
Gee, Mom, said not to eat the olives. He didn't say anything about the celery.
Judy Hensler, stand up. I hereby sentence you to stay after school for the rest of your whole life.
Beaver, would you cut out playing teacher and give me a hand?
Hey, Larry, how come Miss Lander sent you to the principal's office today?
On account I was only wearing one sock.
Gee, Larry, what happened to your other sock?
I took it off to put my marbles in. On account I got holes in my pocket.
Oh. What did Mrs. Reburn do to you?
She took the marbles away from me and made me put my sock back on.
She once took a golf ball away from me. I wonder what she does with all that junk she takes away from kids.
Well, she keeps it till the end of the year. And then she gives it back. Except the eating stuff. That gets rotten.
Oh.
You know, you better not get in any big trouble with Mrs. Rayburn. She's got a spanking machine she uses on guys that are real bad.
A spanking machine?
Yeah. It's got a whole bunch of paddles on it. And she puts you in it. And it spanks you automatic.
Golly, did she ever use it on you?
No. She's only allowed to use it on guys in the 8th grade. It's a state law.
Gee. Are you sure she's got a spanking machine? Did you ever see it?
No, but a lot of the big guys have seen it. It's right in their closet. We better hurry up and get finished. We told Miss Landers an hour ago we were leaving right away.
Yeah. Gee, an electric spanking machine.
Hi there.
Hi. You didn't see the Beaver on your way home, did you?
No, isn't he home yet?
No, and I'm getting worried about him.
Well, the last time we couldn't find him, he was down in the basement with the lights turned off, remember? He was trying to teach himself to see in the dark.
Well, I've been watching for him. He's nowhere in the house.
I wouldn't worry about him. He'll turn up. Spring's coming on. As the days get longer, the way home gets longer, too.
Hey, Mary, wait a minute. Hey, Larry. You were kidding me about Mrs. Rayburn having a spanking machine, weren't you?
Of course not, Beaver. It's right in your office in the closet.
Yeah? Hey, Larry. You suppose there's anyone left in the school besides us?
Only the janitor.
He's got a neat job, doesn't he?
Sure. He just sits in the basement all day and drinks coffee. And then he goes home.
Well, I think when I get out of college, I'm going to be a janitor. I'll probably be old enough to drink coffee then.
I'm gonna be a doctor.
Yeah? How come?
Well, because you get paid good money, and you never get sick.
Never?
Uh-uh. Did you ever have a sick doctor come and look at you?
Yeah, that's right. It's pretty neat the way it works.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter, Beaver?
I forgot my hat. I better go back and get it.
Well, I'm going on home now. I don't want my father to holler at me, like last Saturday, when you and me stayed to see the movie 3 times.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow, Larry.
I'll see you, Beaver.
Much, Mrs. Mondello.
He's not there?
No, but Larry just got home 5 minutes ago. They stayed after school to clean the blackboards.
Well, at least I hope he's on his way home. Wally, first celery and now peanuts.
Well, if he doesn't show up pretty soon, Wally and I can go out and look for him.
Yeah, sure, Dad. Hey, Dad, remember the football game when Beaver got lost? You had to go down to the police station and prove who you were before they'd give him back to us.
Wally, he'll be here any minute, and you're not being very helpful.
Sorry. Hey, Dad, if you want, I could go on and whistle for him, you know.
Wally, if there's any whistling to be done, I'll do it.
Yes, sir.
Something something wrong, Dad?
Yes, I'd say there was.
Yes, Beaver, now you've had us all worried. Now, what on earth were you doing in Mrs. Rayburn's office?
Well, most of the time, I was waiting for someone to come and get me out.
Why, Beaver? Coming home in a fire engine. Everybody's going to think this family's goofy.
Wally, don't you have something to do?
Nothing but my homework.
Well, I suggest you go and do it.
Yes, sir.
Well, Beaver, do you have something to say?
Yes, sir. I'm hungry.
Beaver, your mother asked you what you were doing in Mrs. Rayburn's office.
Well, me and Larry are cleaning the blackboards for our teacher. When Larry said Mrs. Rayburn had a spanking machine, and Larry went home, and I went in to see it, and the janitor didn't see me, so he thought I was nobody, and he locked the door.
I see. Beaver, you had no business being in Mrs. Rayburn's office, did you?
No, sir.
You upset and worried your mother, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
You cost the city a considerable sum of money. Did you even think about the danger to those men on the fire truck?
No, sir.
And you succeeded in making yourself a most conspicuous young man, didn't you?
I guess so, sir. I'm sorry, Dad.
Well, in the future, Beaver, think before you do something that'll cause you all this trouble and embarrassment.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Beaver. I'll get you something to eat.
Hey, Beav, what did Dad say when he bawled you out tonight?
Well, he said I should not have been someplace where I should not have been. When I rode on the fire engine and everything, I made myself suspicious.
Suspicious?
Well, I think that was it. Maybe it was, conspicuous.
I think you mean conspicuous.
Yeah. Hey, Wally, what is that? Well, I didn't want to ask Dad, because I figured he might keep hollering at me.
Well, conspicuous is like... Well, it's like last summer when Larry was swimming up in the lake and he lost his bathing suit. His father had to go out in the water with a towel and bring him back in. Everybody was laughing. Boy, the kids kidded him about that for a couple months.
I guess it was conspicuous, all right. I should have stayed in Mrs. Rayburn's office over the weekend. Starved to death.
Huh?
Well, at least that way, nobody could have laughed at me.
Yeah.
Hey, Wally, I left a toothpaste tube on the floor. Well, if you jumped on it, you might get some more out of it.
Thanks, Beaver.
Fixing the doorbell. I won't ring.
You just rang.
Then I must have fixed it. Now, let's see. Is this the lamp that won't work?
Yes. Do you know where Wally went?
Yeah. He and Chester went down to the dance studio.
Well, why would they do that? They're not taking lessons.
No, but Toy Brown is. They went down to watch him through the window and make faces at him. Did you find out what was wrong with the Beaver this morning when he was holed up in his room?
Yes, he didn't want to go out and play with any of his friends.
What was the matter? Wasn't he feeling well?
Well, he was afraid that his friends might have heard about him being locked in the school last night and laugh at him.
Can you imagine that boy falling for a story about a spanking machine?
Well, didn't they have rumors like that when you went to school?
Well, sure, but nothing as wild as that. Best rumor we ever came up with was about a machine that washed out your mouth with soap. You know, dear, if you just
I
wouldn't...
I know. Pull out the plugs by the cord. I'll try to remember, dear.
Hey, Larry, do you really think there's any four-leaf clovers here?
I don't think so. We'd been looking for a whole 5 minutes and didn't find any.
Yeah. Hey, Larry, did you ever find one?
Yeah, I found one once.
Well, did it bring you good luck?
I don't know. Some good stuff happened to me. But it might have happened if I hadn't found it.
Yeah, let's keep looking.
sorry yesterday. Why'd you tell me there was a spanking machine if there wasn't a spanking machine?
Well, gee, I didn't think you'd be goofy enough to go look for it. Well, I was just making stuff up. You know how it is. Didn't you ever make stuff up?
Yeah, but I never made stuff up good enough. People won't look for it.
Well, I better go anyway. I gotta get a haircut on account of I'm going to a wedding tomorrow.
Who's getting married?
My aunt.
Gee, I didn't know aunts got married.
Well, sure. Where do you think you get uncles?
Oh, yeah.
I'll see you, Beaver.
Frozen Chinese dinners. I got four of them. Thought we could have them for lunch.
Well, dear, you know the boys don't like Chinese food.
Well, maybe you and I can have them for supper.
I have a roast.
Well, we can put them in the freezer, and if Chiang Kai-shek ever drops in for dinner, we'll be all set.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Wally. When did you get home?
A couple minutes ago.
Well, did you and Chester enjoy watching Tui's dancing lesson through the window?
Yeah, for a little while, Mom. But then the lady came out and asked us if we wanted to come in and watch. So we went away. Well, heck, it's no fun doing stuff you're not supposed to do when someone says it's okay to do it. Hey, Mom, when are we going to eat?
In a little while. I told Beaver to be home by 12.
Hey, Dad, Chester saw it in the paper about Beaver coming home in the fire engine.
It was in the paper?
Yeah. Well, not a whole big thing. Just a little hunk. They spelled Cleaver wrong.
Oh, that's one consolation. Would you like some Chinese food?
Hello, Beaver.
Hi, Judy.
What you doing, Beaver?
Well, I'm looking for four-leaf clovers.
Beaver, this is Cindy. Cindy, this is Beaver. He's in my class in school. He sits in the dumb row.
I do not. I sit in the second row.
Well, you don't sit in the smart row like I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. How come you just stand there like that?
I'm staying here because I want to stay here.
Oh, well, we've got to go now. I'm going over to Cindy's house. And Cindy's mother's taking us to a rich restaurant for lunch.
So what?
Nothing. But she's taking us. That's what. He missed six words in his last spelling test.
Wally! What? Hi, Mom. Lunch ready?
Well, it is, but the Beaver isn't here. I want you to go out and look for him.
Gee, Mom, he could be a million places.
Well, he was going to meet Larry in the park, so look there first. Oh, come on.
Well, okay. Hey, can I take a sandwich in my pocket?
They're grilled cheese.
Gee, Mom, these are old pans.
Wally, just find the Beaver, and then you can eat when you get back.
Well, okay. Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi. Where's he going?
I went out to find Beaver for lunch.
What are we having?
Grilled cheese sandwiches.
Quite a switch for a man who was counting on Egg Foo Young.
Hi, dog. Shoo, go away, dog. Shoo, go away, dog. Go away, dog, shoo.
Beaver!
Whoa!
Denver, where are you?
Over here!
Hey, Beef, what are you doing down there?
Well, I was looking for four-leaf clovers.
Hey, well, come on. They're waiting lunch for you.
Wally, I can't come on.
What do you mean you can't come on?
My head's stuck in the brush, see? Oh, ow, Wally!
Wow, Beaver. Boy, we're going to have to find some way to get you out of there. I'm going to go around on the other side and pull.
Hurry up, Wally. I've been here an awful long time.
Okay, now look, Beef, get down. Okay, now hold your head straight and I'll yank. One, two, three.
Ow! Wally, my ears! Stop it!
Oh, Beaver, you're really stuck. Wish we had some axle grease to loosen up your head with.
Yeah.
Hey, Beef, you wait here. I'm going to go get a policeman.
Wally, don't do that.
Well, then I better go get Dad.
Don't do that either. He'll say I'm making a fuss. I'm being conspicuous again.
Yeah. Hey, Beef, maybe I could get the fire department. They got all kinds of saws and torches and junk like that to get guys out of stuff like this.
Please, Wally, not the fire department. They're the ones I got conspicuous with before. Well, maybe if I starved and got thin, I could get out.
Nah, that's no good. Your head's the one thing on you that doesn't starve.
Gee, what'll I do, Wally?
Gee, Beef, I'm just going to have to go get Dad.
If you have to, I guess you have to. But I'd sure rather starve instead.
Take it easy, Beef.
Wooey, Doc, stop. You, go like that.
Where in the world can those boys be?
Well, it's just like it's always been, dear. You lose one and send another, then you lose them both.
Well, maybe you ought to go out. Wally, where's the Beaver?
He's in the park.
Well, why didn't you bring him back with you?
He couldn't come right now.
He couldn't come? Why not?
Well, because he cut his head in an iron fence.
Good heavens.
Hey, what?
Is he all right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, he's alive and everything, but, boy, he's really stuck. Been there for about an hour.
Well, why didn't he send someone to tell us?
Because he was afraid to, Dad. On account of you hollering at him for being conspicuous last night.
Oh?
Yeah, no. Yeah. He even said he'd rather starve to death than let you know what happened.
Oh, Ward.
Let's just get him out of the fence first, June. Then you can all sit around and tell me how wrong I was. Come on, Wally.
Well, I'm going with you.
Just a second now. There you are, Sonny.
Thanks a lot, mister.
Come on, Beef.
Thanks a lot.
You're entirely welcome.
Are you all right? Sure, Mom.
Well, guess we better get on home, huh?
I'm sorry, Dad.
Oh, Beaver, I'm sorry. Well, I should never say anything to you that would make you afraid to come to me when you're in trouble.
Gee, Dad, you mean you don't mind me getting in messes like this?
Well, I don't want you getting into trouble. But when you do, I want you to feel your parents are the first ones to come to.
That's right, Beaver.
Gee, that's neat. Because when I'm growing up, we'll probably be using you for a lot of stuff like this.
Hey, Dad, you think maybe we could sue the city?
We'll talk about it at lunch, Wally.
Gee, you mean when your father got you home? He didn't hit you or anything?
Uh-uh.
He didn't even holler at me. Gee whiz, that was all right.
Hey, Larry, last summer when you lost your bathing suit, did your father holler at you?
No.
What did he do?
He bought me a new bathing suit.
You know, it's funny, Larry. You can never tell what they're gonna do.